This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is today Baseball Eve? Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, baby.
It's Baseball Eve.
Come on in, get pumped. Here we go.
Opening day Eve.
Here we go, baby.
I don't know, but I'm one day out of Games Mattering.
Oh, man, you are so excited.
Let's go, baby.
You want to talk to Dan Menigan anywhere but other than here, you better do it today because he's not going to be found as of Thursday.
Unless you're going to text me about baseball.
He's done for about a month.
Yep. It's going to be great. Be coming in here.
It's going to be great.
Be coming in here with
nothing,
all sorts of...
Nothing but TV dinners from back in the old days.
Oh, nice.
Going to put them in the oven.
I'm going to Texas Ranger thoughts out of the wazoo. It's
going to
be awesome.
Salisbury steak with that apple crap.
The apple stuff was the best part. I almost brought that up. That was the best part. The mashed potatoes were good, too.
Remember when that was something?
With TV dinners?
Yes.
All right. Russell Wilson.
I have a lot of thoughts on the Oakland, Sacramento, Las Vegas Athletics.
It's going to be great. Take them back to Philadelphia.
How long before that field is completely burned out? They're playing minor and Major League Baseball in the same field and it's grass. That thing's going to be burned out by June, middle of June.
Okay.
Don't you think? It's going to look like Municipal Stadium.
Northern California. It's nice and cool.
It's going to be like watching the Browns play at Municipal Stadium. Where? Sacramento?
Northern California.
Sacramento gets some heat.
It's Northern California.
They get some heat over there, too. Right, it's not like the other stuff. Do you really want to go toe-to-toe with me on weather? Do you really want to go down that road?
That's a good point. You want to stay on your turf.
Not at 10:20 when we're trying to get the first segment of the show up and rolling.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you could... You could put the hitch on the back of this bumper. Give us one word to describe the Browns offseason right now. Give us one word to describe the Browns offseason. You are invited to participate. 216-474-0092. We're also going to talk about Russell Wilson here in a second. Jeff Phelps, give us one word to describe. I'm trying to build up the excitement here.
P-H-E-L-P-S. You said in the break... You better not have the same word that I have.
I'm going to be upset if you do.
I'm going to allow you to say your first descriptive word of the Browns offseason.
Okay, I hope this word is correct.
We'll let you know.
So far, there were two words I was going back and forth on, and I decided to go with meticulous. Meticulous is the word I'm going for in the Browns offseason.
That's not
a very exciting word.
It's not one I would use.
I think everything they have done, everything they are doing is 100% planned out. I think they know what they want to do at quarterback. I think we're waiting for dominoes to fall here for them. And part of it has to do with the draft. I feel like they are being meticulous. Precision was the other word. I feel like they know exactly what they're doing. But it all started with, and I didn't feel that way until they got Myles Garrett back on board. Once they got Miles back on board, And by the way, I think they were meticulous about Myles Garrett, too. They knew exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to make him the highest paid at the time, the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. They set out, and that's what they did, and that happened. So that's why I think it's been kind of meticulous. I don't know if it's going to be in wins or not, but they have been meticulous in what they're doing. Give me your word, Jeff.
I wrote down two.
Oh, you can only have one.
Who says?
That's the way the game is written on the sheet here. Give us one word to describe the Browns offseason, and I believe you came up with this game. So I'm making you eat your own words.
All right. I wrote down two. I'll give you the first one.
All right. I guess we're going to get both of them anyway. So
they've had a curious offseason so far.
Curious?
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Seuss, what do you got?
I didn't want to take it as far as like puzzling. So I thought curious offseason. And I say that for this reason. You know, like I think they made some nice signings on the offensive line. Okay? I see what they've done and brought in some veterans on the offensive line who might play and contribute and maybe could become a long-term part of this. Okay?
Of those three, Cornelius Lucas,
Devin Jenkins.
Yeah, which one do you feel will be more impactful?
Jenkins.
Jenkins? Okay.
Yeah. I think Jenkins could be a starting left tackle even. He's played tackle in college.
Okay.
I say curious for this reason, okay? Who's the quarterback?
As of right now?
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
That's curious, isn't it?
I don't think that because it's meticulous, I believe they brought him in to be the second string quarterback.
Who's the starting running back?
Jerome Ford.
Really?
Right now it's Jerome Ford.
No, really?
Yeah, if the season started, I think they would be comfortable with Jerome Ford as a starting running back.
I wouldn't be.
I
think they need to be better than Jerome Ford.
Well,
nothing against Jerome.
You've been a big Jerome Ford fan your entire career. I'm surprised.
No, I haven't been.
You drive Fords just because they have Jerome Ford as a true or false.
Who's their... Give me three wide receivers who are going to be on the field when they go to three wide receiver sets.
As of right now, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman.
How's Cedric's head after that concussion? Is he okay? I hope so. I like him.
Who would the other guy be at this point? Either Jamari Thrash or Michael Woods?
Oh, help me, please.
They're going to bring in other... Why do you have to be so... You sound so mean when you say
that's
it that
why,
way.
That's why...
Oh, help me, please! Jamari Thrash! Oh, I'm scared!
Who's their number two tight end along with David Njoku in a Kevin Stefanski offense they want to go
Whitehart.
Back to?
They like Blake Whitehart.
Well, that's nice.
Okay.
So, to me, it's a curious offseason. The other word I wrote down was incomplete.
All right, well, that's easy.
Yeah.
You haven't finished free agency, and you haven't finished the draft, so...
Yeah. But... You're deep into this free agency stuff. You have no starting quarterback. In my estimation, you have no starting running back. In my estimation, you have no clear cut, and I'll give you your number one is Jerry Jeudy. Again, I hate saying...
I don't like when you try to label these wide receivers
I know
as
you
one,
don't,
two, three.
But I'm going to go ahead and give that to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have no clear cut number two wide receiver, and you have no clear cut number two tight end. And your offense stunk last year. So that's why I think it's curious. There's still plenty of time. And you don't build a Super Bowl team in free agency. You build a Super Bowl team through the draft. And I say Super Bowl because that's the ultimate goal. So it's curious to me that they've not patched some of these holes in free agency. Because the pickings are slim.
Feels like the Patriots have tried to do that, though. Don't you think so?
Well, but they have a different type of feel on that team. They have a quarterback. They have their quarterback. His name's Drake May. They don't have to worry anything, but they got him. They've got a quarterback who I think might be better than anything else we have who's not even going to play, Joe Milton. So they have one for sure.
And they have Josh Dobbs, too. For whatever that's worth.
Yeah, and they brought in Josh, which is going to be great when they go visit NASA in New England.
Although we're trying to get NASA's headquarters here.
Might
bravo,
be, might
by
be
the
big.
Way. By the way, bravo.
So I would say curious Because it's like, okay, there's a lot more to this plan that we haven't seen yet. I hope.
Yeah. Dan, by the way, if you have the word, let us know. And please keep it clean.
Bird.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Again, we're asking you, give us one word to describe the Browns offseason. Jeff and I see things a little bit differently. Meticulous is the word that I've been using. Jeff used incomplete. You can't use because that's there. I mean, of course it's incomplete.
Yeah.
Your first word was better. What was it? Curious?
Curious.
Curious. Okay. Meticulous, curious. Dan Menigan, give us a word to describe the Browns. Oh, realistic.
Realistic. The reason is they looked at the roster, they looked at the situation they were in, they looked at the cap situation that they were in, and they looked at the free agent pool, and they went, what's our best way to get better? Build up the defense, build up the trenches, run the ball, and we'll figure out quarterback when we get there. It was a realistic way to look at this, because if you looked at the quarterbacks available, we did on this show, I mean, all of three of them made all of us go, ugh. So if your solution is draft or ugh, you're probably better off going the draft route and finding somebody there. And even if you're not totally sold on the top two, even going later in the draft, because then it doesn't set you back for the future. It's a realistic look at this roster, and it's a realistic look at where this team is going to go. If you want to make the playoffs, you are going to make the playoffs by running the ball and by playing great defense, ball control. That's how they're going to do it. That's what this offseason looks like. Realistic.
Can they run the ball right now with Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong?
Yes.
I like Pierre Strong. I don't dislike Jerome Ford. I just think that this thing is screaming for a lead running back.
And we've got a draft ahead of us.
Exactly.
In a running back class that is packed.
It's packed. They're going to bring in a running back, Andy, and I would bet that the running back they bring in is the guy who gets the majority of the carries. That could even be Nick Chubb.
Yeah, has anyone heard anything on Nick? I was looking for it like 2 days ago, and I mean, there's just nothing moving.
You know my concern, though?
Everybody's waiting for the draft.
My one concern is, and it's been my concern for way too long, it's wide receiver. You know, Cedric Tillman looked terrific last year until his concussion, but he looked terrific with Jameis Winston throwing him the football. He didn't look terrific with his high school teammate throwing him the football, DTR, and he didn't look terrific when Deshaun Watson was playing quarterback. So there has to be some chemistry that's going to have to develop there with whoever is a quarterback. And if it's Kenny Pickett, fine, go. You better find another wide receiver. And this is not considered a great draft for wide receivers. And the track record of this front office in drafting wide receivers is downright lousy. And that's why I would have gone out and signed a free agent wide receiver. You still could. There are a couple of guys out there that I think you could take a flyer on at veteran minimums, who I actually like in that regard. I wouldn't say, hey, this guy's going to be a stud. But there are guys, in fact, two LSU guys, DJ Shark, Terrace Marshall. I think both of those guys would be really interesting signings for the Browns. And they could get them cheap, I think. And they're both still available. Would you bring back Elijah Moore? Elijah looked really good with Jameis throwing the football. I mean, that's what you traded a second-round pick for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elijah looked pretty good. Well, he's still available. I wouldn't mind bringing him back if I was confident in a quarterback's ability to get him the football. And the quarterback thing is screaming two things, Andy. To me, it's screaming not Carson Wentz. Even though I started legal tampering with Welcome to Carson Wednesday, that's looking more and more like a possibility here. But that's not what it's screaming to me. It's screaming quarterback at two and or Kirk Cousins, because Russell's gone. I mean, all these guys are now off the board.
All right, we're going to talk about Russell Wilson here. And Browns fans, I'm just curious at all. Are you bummed that the Browns didn't get Russell Wilson? I'll be honest, I'm not. 216-474-0092.
What's your word?
My word is meticulous.
Mine's curious.
And Dan's is realistic. Right? What is your word to describe the Browns offseason. 216-474-0092. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. Baskin and Phelps. All right, we are going to find ourselves a quarterback here in a second. We're going to talk about Russell Wilson going to the Giants, too. last segment, we talked about trying to give us one word to describe the Browns offseason. Jeff's word was curious. Mine was meticulous. Dan's was realistic. And my uncle chimed in to let me know, because my uncle's probably the most important voice in Cleveland sports. He said...
More important than ours.
Ready?
Yeah.
Boring. Boring was the word that he used. So
I see. I can see that.
Our social media mentions powered by Scheib and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to show at CLE Talking Heads. Bob chimes in saying boring as well.
For boring.
Michael chimes in saying uninspiring.
Good job, Michael.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
All right. If you want to hit us up at CLE Talking Heads, we'll take a couple. So far, boring is in the lead. Didn't take a whole lot to get there. Two.
I didn't know we were counting.
Everything is a contest, Jeff. Life is a contest. We need competition.
But life was a highway.
No, it's not a highway in this game. And we all want to be winners. You, if you want to be a loser, knock yourself out. Be in the losers pool. You can go over there.
Wow,
but we want
man.
Winners over here.
That's not nice.
I'm just saying. It's what life's all about.
It's not nice.
We have winners, we have losers, and there is no in-between. 216-474-0092. All right, Jeff, do you want to help us find a quarterback before we take some more words?
Yeah, what I want to do is show you how limited this thing is right now.
Yes, it's getting smaller. The pool.
Words that are about to come out of Baskin and Phelps are merely here to inform you, not to influence you in any way, shape, or form, nor reflect the opinions of both Jeff and or Andy on who will play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. These segments may cause nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, and or any other misfortunes.
If you're allergic to quarterbacks, don't listen to this segment.
If this conversation lasts more than 6 minutes, go see a doctor.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
I'm not going to go as in-depth as usual on these, because this is, we're reprising what we did a week or so ago. What's left? Okay, leaving the list of what we had a week or so ago as to what's left, Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. And I would have been okay with either one of those guys coming back and joining Kenny Pickett and whoever they draft.
I would give you one overwhelming meh on that. That's just
Get ready to get the meh machine going, because it's gonna get worse right
what's
now.
What's left? What's left?
Here's what's left, okay? And I'm going to add a name to the list that I didn't even have on the list before.
Interesting.
Carson Wentz is left.
Wentz.
And remember, Mary Kay got everybody all hot in a biscuit, to quote Dan Menigan, when she reported that there was mutual interest if something were to happen there. I would be perfectly fine with Carson Wentz being signed by the Browns.
Daryl Ryder gave him a 5 out of 10 of potential quarterbacks that were out there on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast.
Okay.
And 5 was the highest.
Okay.
So,
click. All right.
Daryl wouldn't come out and say Carson Wentz. He just said of all the things that are left at the thrift shop, he's probably
okay.
Yeah, he's there.
Aaron Rodgers. Who knows what's going on there? I our team doesn't need that drama. And though he might be able to come in and play well, I don't think he would want to come here. He'd look at the wide receiver crew and think, can I please have Garrett Wilson back? Can we get Devontae Adams? Oh, wait, he went to the Rams. I don't think Aaron's a fit. Joe Flacco. But I'm not ruling Joe out, because he has a little history here and he did okay, even though I think he can do better. And I think Kenny Pickett would beat him out. I do. Trey Lance. I'm still intrigued. If I could bring in Trey Lance, my issue there is, okay, do you need a veteran? Because he's not it. Is Kenny Pickett the veteran? He'd have to take on that role. Or Deshaun Watson would actually have to take on that role as veteran guiding the young guys. Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, wait, but Trey is fully 100% like geared up for 3-down football. He's like.
No, he's not.
He may have turned the page.
No, he didn't do anything. Canada put him on their list to negotiate with.
Oh, the whole country did. Is there a tariff on him now?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Just Saskatchewan.
Teddy
Bridgewater. There are fans in Toronto that might not be happy about what you're saying. Go ahead.
Teddy Bridgewater. Came out of retirement, basically, and played, with the Lions last year. I don't know. But he has a history with Stefanski. And so does the guy who I'm adding to the list.
Oh, new name on the list. Jeff Phelps has added a new name on the list.
Case Keenum. No need for a timpani roll. Case Keenum. He was here for 2 years. He did not play last season because he was on the injured reserve with Houston with a foot injury. I don't think he's the answer. But if you're looking for a quarterback to come in and be the veteran, you know, the wise quarterback, he's in his lower 30s. He and Kenny Pickett could help a young quarterback. That's where it is with the quarterback situation. The pickings are slim. No Jameis, no Russ. There are so many guys, Andy, who have been signed already. It's ridiculous. Darnold, Fields, Russ, Daniel Jones, Mariota, Jacoby, Heinicke, Cooper Rush, Zach Wilson, Jameis, Andy Dalton, Josh Dobbs, Mason Rudolph.
All right, so let me throw
and
this
the Browns
out.
Are still sitting there, and their move has been to pick up Kenny Pickett.
Is Kenny Pickett better than any of those or all of those names that you just listed?
No.
Where would you put? Okay, so I'm going to give you
know.
A pool.
I'm
going to give you your list, and I want you to tell me where Kenny Pickett is in this list. Upper third, middle, or
of
lower
what
third?
List?
Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, Trey Lance, Teddy Bridgewater, Case Keenum. Where is Kenny Pickett on that list if you had to bring those guys in?
If I had to put Kenny Pickett and rank those guys,
yeah,
I would put him. I would put him personally fourth.
And where do you think the Browns are putting him?
Out of that list, second or third.
I have a feeling.
If Carson Wentz signs, Carson Wentz has a great chance to be the starting quarterback here next year. If Joe Flacco signs, Joe has a chance to compete to be the starting quarterback next year. If Aaron Rodgers signs, he's the guy, but he's not going to sign here. I'd be flabbergasted. I personally like Trey Lance. I think he might still have something to prove. It's unlikely. Dan laughs anytime I bring up this poor young guy who his god of football, Kyle Shanahan, thought would be the man.
Didn't we have a former Super Bowl winning coach on the air who told you he can't play?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to walk away from that.
The dude's 24. I'm not going to give up on a young guy who's 24 and still has an opportunity to prove himself. What I'm saying is this. To me, what this is screaming is A, they're going to draft a quarterback at 2. I think Mary Kay might be absolutely right. She's been saying that for some time.
Yeah.
It screams that.
A year from now, are we going to say that was a wasted pick? Probably.
And or they know Kirk Cousins is going to come here.
I just, again, this is all about going to the thrift shop. There's nothing.
But Andy, that's where they are right now. Anybody who is worth a hoot, you would think, is signed right now, right?
I don't know. I feel like they're better off waiting for a quarterback in 2026. And I don't want to walk into the season not believing they don't have a chance to win. I want someone to be quarterback this year that makes me think, do they really need to draft a quarterback next year?
Andy, Kenny Pickett could come in and actually be very competent. I don't mean to be blowing smoke there. I think he could come in and be very competent. And I'm more convinced than ever that they're taking a quarterback at the very least at 33. I mean, they're definitely getting a quarterback in the first or second round of this draft. I would bet your salary on it.
Oh, geez, thanks. I don't disagree. There will be a quarterback in those. If not, it's
screaming.
Well,
they have to draft.
They don't have a young quarterback on top of it. They don't have any quarterbacks right now. They have one quarterback who can't play because he's tore his ACL for the second time, who I'm not ruling out for the end of the season.
Yeah.
And
you know what, Andy? His Achilles. Tore his Achilles.
Yeah, what'd I say? Oh, ACL. Sorry. Achilles.
And it truly, when Russell Wilson signed, it made me think, God, I wonder if they're going to throw Deshaun back on the field. It really made me think that. And here's the thing.
They're just not saying anything.
He's under contract for 2 more years.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to have to pay the guy money.
I don't sound so crazy now, do I?
No, I think you still do because everything we've seen of him has been blech.
Oh, I'm not questioning his play on the field.
He's played poorly. See, that's the thing.
O-I. It's all there is, and they want to squeeze something into the R-O-I. Yes, he's played poorly, 100%.
That's the catch.
But he's been paid handsomely.
I'm beginning to think of this. All right, you take Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart, if either one is still on the board at 33, or Shuck. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You take that guy at 33, and you think, Kenny, can you beat him out? And then you sign Case Keenum to come in and say, fellas, that was a really nice drive. Good job.
Let me help you with your taxes.
Here's what I wrote down on the clipboard.
Let me help you hang that picture.
Well, ooh, I'm serious. A little bit off. Could you live with that, Andy?
Do you have a ruler? Do you have one of those little laser things?
Could you live with Kenny Pickett starting next year while young quarterback develops, thinking it's not Shadur or somebody else, and Case Keenum or Teddy Bridgewater are standing there going, great job, man. Teddy, hey, here's what I told the high school guys last year. We won a state championship. Because it's starting to feel that way.
I don't want them to take quarterback at two.
Unless,
I can't be any more
unless,
clear on that.
And I would still be game for this. And I'm not saying this is the answer. If they signed Carson Wentz today or tomorrow and brought in Carson Wentz with Kenny Pickett and whoever they drafted, all right, let's go play. Kenny, try and beat him out. Carson, beat him out. Guy, you take it 33. Beat them both out. Let's go. I'd be okay with that. At this point of the game, I'd be okay with that. In fact, that's my best scenario. If they don't think they're going to get Cam Ward, and they're not sold on Shadur.
All right, we got to go to break. Listen, I'm coming back with this.
I hate talking about this like crazy.
Well,
by the way.
I wanted an answer by now. I heard something this morning that makes my
head spin.
Yeah, I'm still cringing over it.
Until you turn blue in the face.
Yeah. Do they have to take a quarterback at two because their jobs are on the line? Do they have to take a quarter? Do they have to take Shadur Sanders because their jobs are on the line? Hold that thought. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps 92.3 The Fan.